Penguin Random House Audio presents The Art of People, 11 Simple People Skills That Will Get You Everything You Want. This is the author, Dave Kirpin. Publisher's note: throughout this audio, there will be references to a PDF file. Please refer to the instructions from your digital retailer on how to access this file. This book is dedicated to my ultimate people, my baby boy, Seth Franklin Kirpin, and the women around the two Kirpin boys, my wife, Carrie, and my daughters, Charlotte and Kate. Thank you all for teaching me so much about people. I love you all, infinity. Introduction. People matter. I had just walked a red carpet behind American Idol sensations Clay Aiken and Ruben Studdard at VH1's Big in 2003 Awards. Yet I felt as unhappy and unsuccessful as I'd ever felt in my life. I was living in Los Angeles after a four-month appearance on the reality TV show Paradise Hotel, and on the surface, you'd think I was doing great. I was smack dab in the middle of 15 minutes of fame, having appeared on 31 episodes of a summer network hit, and I was getting paid appearance fees of $5,000 to $10,000 just to show up at malls, nightclubs, and bars. I was attending parties with the likes of Paris Hilton, Jessica Alba, and Kathy Griffin. I was famous and was making money, but I was miserable. I felt empty and lonely and disconnected. Los Angeles, California is a difficult town in which to feel genuinely connected to others, and I was struggling with loneliness and depression big time. A lack of connection to people, it turns out, is very powerful in a bad way. The moment after walking that red carpet was the wake-up call I needed, and so I made a decision to reconnect. I took my phone out of my pocket and called the one person I wanted to reconnect with more than anyone in the world. I dialed Carrie's number and waited. 2 years earlier, I had met Carrie at the Radio Disney offices in Boston when she took a sales position working opposite my desk. I had been the number one salesperson in the country, until Carrie came along, that is. She dropped me to number two within 3 months, and we quickly became best friends, even though we were rivals at work. In another 3 months, I had fallen madly in love with her. There was one slight problem, however. Carrie was married at the time. What do you do when you find your soulmate and she's not available? Well, Carrie moved to New York with her husband to focus on making her marriage work, and I did what anyone with unrequited love would do. I decided to go on a reality TV show to find another soulmate. Yup, Fox's Paradise Hotel. Filmed in a $30 million home in Acapulco, Mexico, the show featured 18 sexy singles at a luxury resort trying to, quote, hook up or check out. And me. Staying on the show had been a challenge for me, as I was very different from most of the model actor cast members, and they didn't like me. Yet somehow, week after week, I was able to maneuver my way out of getting voted off during the weekly elimination ceremony, and 31 weeks in, I was still standing. I had orchestrated my way to the top through careful favor currying and relationship building with both the players, the cast, and the game makers, the producers. I somehow had gotten even people who hated me to vote for me to stay on the show, and the real influencers, the producers, to drive a storyline that had me there week after week, the lone nice guy on the island of pretty boys and girls. But I was still unhappy. I missed Carrie and felt empty in my work, or lack of work, both during and in the months after the show. When I dialed that number the night after walking the red carpet in Los Angeles, I was hoping to reconnect with the one person I had met who got people better than I did. Wow, hey Dave, Carrie replied. Crazy to hear from you after a year of not talking and watching you on TV. What are you up to? I'm hanging out with the stars of American Idol, I said, secretly trying to maintain a semblance of pride. And you? Oh, I'm hanging out at home. Actually, I'm going through a divorce right now. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Carrie, I said, while doing a fist pump with the hand not holding the phone. Actually, I have to be in New York to meet with my agent in 2 weeks, I fibbed. 2 weeks later, I was on a flight to New York. 1 month later, I was dating Carrie, and 2 months after that, I was moving to New York for her. Since that phone call, I've been fortunate enough to enjoy 11 amazing years with Carrie by my side. Blissful years that have brought me 3 terrific children, 2 very successful businesses, and 2 best-selling books. Although there have been obstacles, challenges, and downtimes, I've been both happier and more successful than my wildest dreams, thanks to Carrie and the many other people I've formed productive, fulfilling relationships with over the last 10 years. Not only that, along the way, I've learned something invaluable about life, about myself, and about human beings in general. You can't achieve happiness or success in a vacuum. It all hinges on the bonds you build with the people around you. In my first book, Likeable Social Media, I shared a blueprint for being a successful marketer navigating the fast-changing world of social media. In Likeable Business, I shared a blueprint for building a successful social business. Now it's time to think bigger. It's time to think about what it takes to be successful in getting everything you want out of your career and your life. I am recording this audiobook to share this blueprint for success with you. Talent, luck, hard work, courage, grit, persistence. I could go on for hours about what others say it takes to be successful. But although these things aren't unimportant, what it ultimately comes down to is people. How well do you understand people? How well can you communicate with people? And how well can you get people to do what you want them to do? People matter. More than anything, in getting what you want in your job, career, and life, the relationships you have with other people, big and small, make all the difference between a dead-end career and an empty existence, like the one that was sucking the life out of me in LA, and the full life and thriving business I enjoy today. This is the art of people. In my first 2 books, Likeable Social Media and Likeable Business, I wrote about how being likable and what that stood for, listening, storytelling, and building relationships based on authenticity and transparency, is critical for success in online marketing, likeable social media, and in business, likeable business. But building relationships and being likable isn't important just in social media or within a company. It's important out in the wider world as well. It's important in every single interaction you have with every single one of the people you encounter, from the receptionist at your client's office to your first date, from your boss at work to the influential woman on Twitter who can help you sell more of your product, from the venture capitalist who might invest in your startup to the guy you went to high school with, whom you only see on Facebook now. This is the art of people. Whether it's online or offline, the interactions and relationships with the people around you, who these people are, and what they are willing to do for you will determine how successful you will be. Have empty, weak relationships with the people around you, and every challenge you face and every obstacle you encounter will feel like trying to push a boulder up a hill on your own. Cultivate authentic, mutually beneficial relationships based on trust, respect, and cooperation, and getting the boulder up that hill will feel a lot easier thanks to the team of people pushing behind you. This book will help you with those interactions and relationships because it describes the 11 essential people skills that, when mastered, will help you get more of what you want in any situation. This is the art of people. Many of the tools, tricks, and tips contained in this book may surprise you. They certainly often go against typical business and success wisdom. But then, if typical business and success wisdom worked, everyone would be wildly successful, no? The truth is that even if that traditional wisdom once worked, the times have changed. You may think the hard-driving, take-no-prisoners self-promoter is the person who ends up on top, but today, it is actually the person with the best people skills who gets everything she wants at home, at work, and in life. This is the art of people. Today, people skills are more important than ever. They are the key to getting what you want both at work and outside it. We are constantly connected to one another. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and other social media have become the primary way we communicate with others. Plus, in today's world, there is so much noise, we are trusting personal referrals more than ever. We have a short attention span, and so we are listening to the people who get us.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?